Blog Talk Radio.
Great joy. Good afternoon, my friend. The Nepalese Meditation Bowl is chiming, centering your mind and delight on The Art of the CEO, the show that brings you the most fascinating and really the most helpful leaders in the business community from all over our terrestrial orb. I am Bart Jackson, your Hieronymus Bosch of business. And this jovial Yuletide season, we are soaring straight to the zenith of December joy. Yes, I mean we are in for our annual intimate elf talk. And at no little expense, we have produced Santa's CEE, that's Chief Executive Elf, the amazingly joyful and effusive Jeannie Murphy, whom we have reindeered down to our studios at no little expense. And Jeannie is going to reveal to us the innovations and the secrets of Santa Inc., telling us how Santa's crew achieves the oh-so-all-earthly defeat of spreading gifts and joy and love across this diverse earth that we call home. And so whether you are a perfumist who customizes design scents for blushing brides, like Sevi, or you're a specialized real estate matchmaker who employs her personal talents, linking the right clients with the most savvy brokers, like Barbara, pull up your chair a little closer and join us for this feast of wisdom, all carefully cuisined to make your career thrive and your ventures flourish. Jeannie, I am so glad that you could come back and join us with your pointed shoes and your pointed wit and fill us in on all the logistics of making dreams come true.
My pleasure, Bart. I think this is our fourth year, isn't it? It's like a holiday party to come back and talk to you once a year.
Oh, this is wonderful. I think it is the fourth. And I have to tell you, I really appreciate your making the special trip down here right in the middle of rush season. Did the reindeer give you a good flight?
They absolutely did, as you would expect. I've got to say, though, I'm looking forward this week. It's not as cold as in past years. Maybe we'll be lucky and get some rain, because we don't have rain in the North Pole. So people take so much for granted. I just wanted to remind you about that.
Oh, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, Jeannie. And we all do take too much for granted. Well, now, Jeannie, as Chief Executive Elf at Santa's North Pole Workshop, We've got less than a week to the magic day now. How would you describe the overall mood of the elves this Christmas?
Everybody's excited. It's an exciting, joyful time of year. We have so many families to consider, and we love to hear read their letters. We hear what's special to them, and then it makes us more joyful just trying to give them back what they put out to the universe.
I think that's great. It sounds as if the letters that come into you are particularly heartfelt. And when a family, a person, a client, for any of us gives that really turns the whole world over. It shows that you're appreciated, right?
Absolutely. And it's like when anybody reads something that is heartfelt, it changes your whole mindset. And up here, everything we get is positive. We get letters asking for special gifts. We have children who think so, you know, that all year long they've been waiting to get in touch with us. So it's joyful, it's exciting, and we try to give it back.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, now, what about Santa himself? I mean, as we enter the Advent countdown here, could you give us kind of an insider's view? The deadline's approaching. Does the jolly old saint get, well, a little less jolly, a little more testy, and does it show?
Well, you know how it is, Bart, to be honest with you. I think most people do better when they have a deadline, okay? So all year long, we're working on things, but when it comes down to the hard deadline, everybody gets it done. So we're running around like crazy. It's almost like anybody else out there listening. If they've got a deadline, you get it done. So we're getting it done.
You know, I think that's a quill pen moment. Jeannie has just passed on a timeless truth in business and in life. So I'd like you to dip all your pens in the ink well and jot down the fact that if you really, really want to get something done, put yourself on deadline, and all of a sudden, my friend, you'd be amazed at what you can achieve. So thanks, Jeannie.
And that's the truth. Even if it's so true, Bart, right? In every way, if you have put a holiday party on the calendar, for example, You get so much done by cleaning your house. You get everything that you want done because you've got a deadline. So that's the way it goes around here. We're about to
we were
going to
have a holiday party, so
I
diverted a river through our living room. It seemed to be the best way. It took a page out of Hercules. If you've just joined us, we are listening to The Art of the CEO, which every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time streams magically through the overwhelmingly misunderstood realms of cyberspace, where you may listen and download this and all our shows by visiting theartoftheceo.com. We are on many other shows and on many other venues, both online and regular radio, but the best way to find this and all the shows is theartoftheceo.com. Now, Jeannie, as long as we are going through the whole executive staff here, I think many of the folks don't realize that we have an unsung heroine up there at corporate headquarters. Exactly what part does Mrs. Claus play in motivating the elves and keeping her old hubby's spirits up and out of burnout as the pace picks up and we head to the Christmas crunch?
Well, you know, Mrs. Claus never loses focus on her mission. And one of the ways that she keeps everyone on track is with the traditions of Christmas. That is something that people don't realize how much joy traditions bring. Making cookies, knitting, making sure that everybody's having a joyful time and not being stressed out. So Mrs. Claus is always saying it's the time not to be jolly, not Scroogey. Again, it's what you give away, not what you get at Christmas time. So that's where it's the joy
what
of giving.
A wonderful mm-hmm. Well, I think there is a lot to be said for that. I know one of the things we used to do when I was young, we would make popcorn, and then came the skilled part. My sister was very good at this. I was a very clumsy child. The idea of trying to thread popcorn on a string, I got to tell you, I was not so good. But as I got older, I got better at it, and it was all part of the fun and the decorating the tree. Do you sometimes feel that we say, it's, oh, brother, here we go again? But actually, don't we really need a time to sort of stop and different things that we don't do all year long because we need a sense of celebration in our lives, right?
Right. And what you're describing about the threading of the popcorn to make the Christmas tree, you know what I think of it? I feel the pain of the needles in my fingers because when I was young, I would always do that. But the one part about threading popcorn is the time that you spend with your family. And that's where that's like the tradition is that, like you said, it's not just doing the same thing every day. Some people just get together and make a special type of meal that they haven't made all year. Those types of things are the best times. And those are the gifts that mean the most as well. Like the drummer boy, he had no gift to give, but he was there playing his drum. So it's the same thing. Those are the joyful parts of the holidays.
Well, one of my joyful gifts will be that I will not be playing the piano for anybody, much to their delight. But our family has many traditions, and I think that there is something that brings us all. This also can work in your business and workplace, family. If you, as you can develop traditions for things that you do, and it just really brings the whole group together. If it works for a family, wouldn't it work for your people in the place you work?
Absolutely. People can, there's so many different things that people can do. You know, they have a lot of times they have a holiday party, then they may go out, then the next year they change it up or they stay the same. But being in the workplace and having the same traditions, making some traditions unique to the company and the culture is what makes it special. And that goes to the point where people like to work where they are and loved and liked rather than just getting up and going to work. So if you're an employer, if you think of it that way and you make your people happy, they're going to make you happy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you said that. Now, so a lot of these folks out there, I think all of us would like to sort of profit from the North Pole model. If you were to just think about it, we've got Saint Nick, who with his very joviality motivates all his people. What kind of takeaways or attitude adjustments do you as an elf see up going on up there that say some of our business leaders might learn from good old Kris Kringle?
Well, I think that it's so important that up here in the North Pole, it's not 50-50, it's 100-100. And that is one of the most succinct expressions, I think, that we could convey back. Everything, if you give your 100% to whatever you're doing, then you can never feel like you didn't give it your all, which is something I've actually learned from your show, The Art of the CEO, Bart, by the way.
Oh, my. Well, we have had some, I will say, we've had some very, very fascinating people, and if there's very few common threads, but I will say all of our guests that I have seen, you catch that energy and the desire to want to put it all in. And when you have worked with someone else like that, there is really no better feeling. And the actual the bottom line achieved or something becomes almost secondary to what you've worked out and created.
Right. And let's talk for a second about that, because I know that there's so many people out there who just listen and kind of think, yeah, it sounds good in theory, but I can't do it, and I don't have the personality to do it, and so it doesn't get done. And I feel bad for those people, because I spend a lot of time with a lot of different individuals and people in our elves, and I really think about this, because so many people have the ability to just do one thing, a baby step, a small one thing to change, to create the ripple effect that makes everything else change. And so I say during the holidays and otherwise, and even in the new year, people make their New Year's resolutions, it's not whether or not you have to stay with your resolution. Yes, you can forget it and kind of fall off the wagon if you want to call it that, but you have to try.
Yeah.
One thing, one little thing changes everything.
I think you're right, and I think that if we can, I think that I always remember in the Seven Dwarfs, they would have, there was Grumpy and there was Dopey. So none of us is really like that. None of us is one thing all the time. We have a whole wealth of emotions that we can display, and if we can take that one little step toward perhaps bringing it out, I think we'll find ourselves a little richer.
Well, I have an example for you real quick.
Oh, Tell me.
One person in particular who was on the naughty list, I heard Santa speaking to, and he said to this naughty person, are you a manager? And he said, yes. And he said, do you ever smile ever at your people? And he said, why do I need to? And Santa said, you know what? If he made him go back out for 1 week straight until the following week when they met up again, and he had to say good morning and smile in the eye to every one of his employees. And by the time he came back the next week, he was a different person. Everyone looked at him, and he had built rapport. He found out about his staff who he didn't realize had children, what kind of soft, games, activities they kept up with. And that was one of the most incredible positive changes that I've ever seen, all based on one person just smiling at their employees every day.
Oh, my God. A Scrooge transformation. But, I think there is I'm so glad you brought that up, because there is a feeling in today's business world that I have to be serious, that somehow seriousness makes you focus better and you have to push everything aside. No, you don't. And the people who focus in on one little item actually are digging themselves into a rut. And I think the people, you talk to any entrepreneur, anyone with a business, it's from reaching out that they pull more in. And I think that your example there is absolutely perfect, that you need better people, and that you're going to get better people the more you reach out and treat them well. So good for you.
That's right.
Well, now, I know that many innovations have been made at Santa's operations to make everything run a little bit more smoothly. And am I right that now that Santa will take texts from good little boys and girls, but he discourages selfies? Is that right?
So many apps out there nowadays.
And even we are using them, by the way.
Really?
Yes, I wanted to mention, you know, with all the technology advancements, we actually have become more efficient. We take advantage of them. It's the elves take time learning all about them. They're easier to give away. They have much more room in the sleigh, by the way, for Santa. So we are we're pro forward thinking technology. But we also do believe that there are apps out there that contain pictures. I mean, it's no different than some dating sites. If people don't update their pictures regularly and they send us photographs, it's not always the right representation of what we like to see. And we don't believe in we don't judge a book by its cover, by the way, either. It's mind, body, soul. It's soul that we look for. So pictures are discouraged overall.
Mm-hmm. I think, yes, if we looked, I think we can spend too much time concentrating on the surface, but as you say, we need to be looking a little deeper to the soul. And it really is true. There are several Santa's secrets that nobody else seemed to be able to match. Nobody else could do the production and could handle all that Santa handles with no middle management, I might add, by the way. He handles it all himself. So if you were to, as chief executive elf, if you were to give us his secret, what is Santa's secret? The gifts under the tree from Santa are just more special. Everything is wonderful. So, and all his competitors and toy shops cannot figure it out. So what is the secret Santa gift that no one else seems to be able to match?
The secret to Santa's gift giving is that he is a great listener. And he's not a talker. Ho, ho, ho. What he does is he listens. That's the best. People always wonder how to give great gifts. But it's because if they listen to the person and they actually take an interest in what they care about, then the gift will be the perfect gift for them when they get it, because there's thoughtfulness put into listening and getting to, really to know the person you're giving the gift to, and giving them something that they would think is special. And I mean, it's not about the money either. People can, if you paint, you could paint a Christmas bulb of something that the person that you're giving the gift would think of. Like, I could paint for you a Christmas ball saying the art of the CEO. And that would probably be the most precious gift that you would get.
It would indeed. See, you know how to look, as you say, into people's soul. And that's the greatest place to look at this time of year. And
as
I think it's just marvelous. And that, after this absolutely delightful noshing at today's Feast of Wisdom, I think it really is time to take a brief sorbet and allow me to fulfill my duties as proper host and offer you a few utensils for today's feast. And first utensil, as I always do, allow me to remind each of you hearing my voice that the good Lord has gifted you with the title and privileges of chief executive officer of yourself. And since that's the most important position you'll ever hold in your life, may I ask, will this be the day that you thoughtfully study your own spirituality and assess how it has and can enrich the quality and performance of your life? Or will you continue to believe that it's all you alone battling it against the rest of the world? The choice, my friend, is truly yours. And as a second utensil, I can sense your craving to steep your lips into a little laughter and taste a scriptural recitation from the 101 Best Business Quips book. So let me pull it out here. I am thumbing through with great diligence. Oh, okay, here we are. An angel investor is a shareholder who has graduated from chasing old scotch and young companies. And as an afterthought, are you tired of pouring your investment capital into some entity that you never really see? It's just a sheet of paper on a list. Why not fund and be part of some enterprise as it burgeons and grows? You could even be an angel to a distillery if you wanted, or to a charity, or to an eggnog factory, this being the season. At any rate, it's just a thought. If you smirked a bit over that quip, we have them literally by the books full. Just visit bartsbooks.com, that's BARTSBOOKS.com, and pick up your copy of 101 or the 102 Best Business Quips book, and you will find your own laughable self centering the attention of all your fellow wage slaves as you lift their day with a little levity. Why not? We all could use it. And as a third utensil, we sumptuously spoon to you the answer to last week's business quotation. That is, the name of the author who suggested, humanity is the virtue of a woman. Generosity is the virtue of a man. Now, those words were spoken by none other than the 18th century groundbreaking philosopher and economist Adam Smith. And stick with us, because later on in the show, blurting your way, is coming another quotation. And if you are among the learned souls who knows the author of that quote, simply scribble that sage's name down as you believe him or her to be, and email it right off to info@bartsbooks.com. That's info@bartsbooks.com. And if you're correct, your knowledge will earn you a soul and career igniting gift, freshly disemboweled from the dungeons of Bart's Books bookstore. And before we return to Elf Talk, allow me to introduce you the company by whose good graces we're here today. That beneficial firm is Leadership USA. And, well, basically, here's the picture. Suppose someone offers you a tool or technique that will increase the productivity of your workers on the line by 50%. Will you buy it? Of course you will, in a heartbeat. Who wouldn't? So suppose now I present you with a faculty, a whole series of world-class mentors who can increase the effectiveness of your company's leaders, your top execs, by about 50% at least. Well, I can hear some of the dumb ones out there whining, well, I don't think leadership seminars help. Leadership is a natural gift. No training is needed. But you're smarter than that. You really are. You want the top coaches, I'm talking the $25,000 an hour level folks, brought right down to your people for a few hundred per seminar. Do you want that? Of course you do. So how are you going to get that? Well, you're going to go visit leadershipusa.biz. Or if you're in the Manhattan, there's a new chapter region starting up. Just visit leadershipusanyc.com. Pick out one of those, and my friend, you are going to find that the leaders in your company are going to do amazing things as their abilities get unleashed. So with utensils at hand, let's you and I continue learning some lessons from the most joyous manufacturer and giver of all times as Santa's chief executive elf, Miss Jeannie Murphy, reveals to us the innovations and progress of North Pole. Jeannie, I have just one more elf question for you, and that is, I understand, is making the reindeer team really still competitive? I mean, I know he seeks diversity in his team. He's got Rudolph there. But he still needs the very best athletes for his journey, right?
Right. And, you know, the truth of the matter is we review everyone on their own merit. So diversity is important everywhere, but no one should be afraid of what their talent is, because it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Whoever deserves to be on the team is on the team, and will find the right place for the right person, and there's room for everyone. So it doesn't matter if they don't make the reindeer team. They may end up being the head of one of our departments, including technology. It depends on if they're an artist. We want to hear from everyone, and we want them to be in the right place. People have to do what they were born to do with their natural talent, and then they will succeed.
Wow. I think you have just given Santa's best secret right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that today's elf, Miss Jeannie Murphy, is one of those special sprites of Christmas. And when she's not up at the North Pole, Jeannie Murphy runs a very real and very marvelous company in Ringo's, New Jersey. Jeannie is the president of Mariah Media. She has helped put many major philanthropic organizations on the map, and she is she's even helping a corporation that is doing an $800 million makeover of Atlantic City to get out, to bring those folks to light. Jeannie, I think much of your success is due to the fact that you invariably find, as you said, good people and good enterprises are, and you find a way to tell people what they're doing that is good and contributing.
Thank you.
So as we enter Christmas, how could we start looking at the companies, at our own company and the companies around us in a little bit better, a little more giving light? Is there a way to do that?
Well, I think it's interesting. I love my work because I get to hear from individuals, I can hear from corporations, and they come to us and they give us an idea of what they're doing, which is always so interesting to learn about. So again, listening, I think, is really important for anybody. And then there's always ways to help. And to me, I really, really enjoy helping people achieve their goals. So laying them out, you know, figuring out where they want to go, is it disability, what do you want to, you know, do at the end of the day, and then just being able to, you know, get out there and make it happen. You know, there's nobody holding anyone back but themselves. So much can be done.
I'm glad to hear you say that. It's, I know that everyone has a sort of a plateau chasing them, and it's very easy to rest. Could you give us one particular PR method that you think a lot of people are missing out on? That is, how might I myself as a leader, other than hiring you, which would be the best move I could possibly make, but one of the things that people are missing out on in bringing their firm and its best assets to light?
I think that you are a perfect example of the answer to this question. Out there, everyone out there listening, I think you'll agree, Bart, right, as a host of a show, a radio show, and being a publisher, it applies to both that and everything else you do, as a matter of fact. There is never enough content. And so I remember talking to one of the big editorial directors at Random House one day, and she said to me, I looked at her, I said, oh, my God, like, is it hard to be published? And she said, no, it's not hard to be published. It's that people send automotive repair books to a children's publisher. They don't the right target. So, like, for you, you're the art of the CEO. You have, right now, all those out there listening have the ability to touch base with you and show what they do for consideration to be on your show. And it's the same way with writing a book. It's the same way with anything you do. You have to see it as an opportunity and then also recognize that the person on the other end, the publisher, the radio host, whoever it is, more likely than not, would love to hear from the people who could expand their business by being more visible, by being an active, you know, interviewee on a show, by putting it out there. You know, send a press release out, however you ask, you know, your people to get in touch with you to be on their show. Just do it, because if they're out there listening and they have a product or an idea that's, you know, matching who they're pitching to, if they're CEO, they would pitch to you, the Art of the CEO show.
Right.
And then their chances of getting on the show are very good, especially if they've got something to share. So just don't be afraid to share it, and don't be afraid to reach out. Most people just don't do it because they think that everybody's inundated with people standing in line for weeks, you know, to be on stuff, even if it's true. But they will drop in a dime and move the person to the front of the list if it happens to be relevant in the news or something like that too. That's my most important advice.
I think that's it. I think there is, people go into public relations and communicating to others as if they've got two strikes against them and nobody wants to hear from them. They may have a positive attitude about their product, but they don't take, they think, oh, well, if I'm going to, and they tell their friend with great enthusiasm, they tell their competitor with great enthusiasm, but when it comes to bringing it to one of the avenues, as you say, the art of the CEO or a publisher or a newspaper, a business newspaper reporter, they say, oh, well, of course, they wouldn't want to hear about me. And there's this legend of overburdened editors and publishers and so forth. The truth is, as you so beautifully put it, they want talent, they want originality, and if you believe you've got that, don't be frightened.
And most people do. Honest to God, most of the people out there who have their own businesses that are either successful or starting off, it doesn't even matter – even if they're not successful, they need to try very hard to be on the radio and television. If they are successful,
yes,
they should try really hard to be on and share their wisdom. And then if they're just starting out, they should try really hard to be on the TV and radio. With social media, you know, it's not just taking one show for 1 minute and being on it, depending on the listenership. It doesn't matter. It's a matter of using the social media assets to use it forever, over and over again. I know your show's at the end right now, so.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeannie, if I am looking for a new product to bring to light or I want to brand an existing one, how could I get in touch with Jeannie Murphy and Mariah Media to boost both my image and my bottom line?
You can just write an email to me or reach out. I'm Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E, at Mariah, which is M-A-R-R-I-A-H, media, M-E-D-I-A.com.
Wonderful. All right. And may I suggest that to all of you. And Jeannie, thanks so much for being both elf and good friend to me and to all of us in the business community.
Oh, thank you, Bart. I love your show, and I wish you the happiest holidays.
Same to you. Merry Christmas to us all. And as we round out today's show, I am Bart Jackson, your curator of business wisdom, leaving you with today's business quotation. Who was it who said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give"? And as a hint, the author of that quote, it was a razor-tongued, cigar-smoking, victory-signing leader of Britain who saw his nation safely through the terrible times of World War II. And remember, if you know the author of this quote, simply scribble that author's name down as you believe him or her to be and send it right off to info@bartsbooks.com to win an absolutely life-changing gift from the dungeons of Bart's Books bookstore. And be sure to tune in next week as we burst through the bonds of Janus into 2018, and we are going to bring you the very best 10 best New Year's resolutions that are guaranteed to make yourself and your business a little more profitable and a lot more fun. And as a parting shot, in the words of my wife's husband, remember when you were a young woman excitedly stepping into your career with your first job, or a young man launching your first entrepreneurial enterprise, or a young child watching out the window, searching the skies for a jolly visitor to land on your rooftop? That enthusiastic innocence still lies within. May you find it in this season of hope. And to you, gleefully sharing our feast, I hope you've enjoyed The Art of the CEO as much as Jeannie Murphy and I have enjoyed bringing it to you. And remember, you may download this and all our shows by visiting theartoftheceo.com. And finally, to you, who have honored us with your time, may I say, as always, it has been a privilege, and I thank you.